We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are smack in the middle of a sugya. So we'll try to recap the sugya. If anyone wants to write this down, just to keep the chesbon, it'll be worth it. But we had before a Gemara. We had here Rav Abba and Rav Menashe. Two Ma'adi Amrim. Rav Abba said that when you boitzel a gas ein l'yadas, which means when you bring grapes, you're harvesting grapes in order to make it into wine. It's said you don't care about the branches, the vines, and therefore the vines don't have din yad. The halacha is if something is used to carry the food, then the branch also gets a din of food, legavi kabbalah satoma. But if you're harvesting it for grapes, for wine, harvesting grapes for wine, who needs the wood? No one wants the wood. No one wants the vines, the branches, and therefore you don't want the yad. So it's not a yad. That was one halacha. Rav Nashia said, not only when you harvest it for wine is ein l'yadas, even if you harvest it for schach ein l'yadas. And the Gemara says, the first man, the Yom Rav Abba, does not hold it that, because he holds, by schach I do want the yad together with the fruit. Why? Because the fruit or the food will hold the schach down onto the sukkah, and therefore it is a din yad. Only by wine it's not a yad. So it comes down, when it comes to schach, it's Mechlekes Rav Huna, and Mechlekes Rav Nashia and Rav Abba. B'shem Rav Huna. It's Rav Abba, B'shem Rav Huna, and Rav Menashe. We'll call it Rav Abba and Rav Menashe. Machlokes, if you koitzel a schach, is it a yad or not? Then we brought down a braisa that has a machlokes about it when it comes to sukkah, if it has a yad or not. So it's a tanoim. Rav Menashe and Rav Abba, machlokes tanoim. Mor says that the fear of Abba is taka tanoim. Rav Menashe will say, everyone agrees when you cut something for schach, no, not a yad. It is a machlokes and a braisa. That braisa is talking about you cut it first for food. And you cut off a food that has din yad, then you change the mind for schach. So Gemara says, if that's the case, so why would you hold it's not a yad? What would be pshat derabanan? It's not a yad. So Gemara says, maybe pshat is because once the pshat derabanan, it's made the pshat derabanan, why taka is it not a yad? Teretz says, maybe for him, because you change your mind for schach. Right, the Gemara, you change your mind for schach? How's changing your mind help? We know by tumah, if something goes with tumah machshava, the only way to change it is with a maisa. For example, by if something that's a piece of leather, and you think of it, I want to use it for a table, then if I decide to use it for shoes, I have to cut it to make a maisa. So the Gemara says, no, maybe by yodos, machshava itself will make it not a yad. Because it's only a yad, it's not a keli. And that's what we're up to. We'll start from there. 5 lines from the top of Yadam Nala. V'chitei mehani meli kelim dechashivi. Dafka kelim that are chashiv. That needs a maisa to mafgia it from shame keli. Aval Yoda is the Tzarek Achila, and all the others is. It's just a Tzarek Achila. It's just like a subordinate to the Achila. Machshava Nasa, Machshava Salka. It goes down Machshava, comes off Machshava. So maybe we'll title like that. Zakti Gemara, it's not so poshut. But Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Yoda is Ha'ichlin Shebasasam, Begairin, Tahiris, Rav Yesi Metami. All Yoda is Ha'ichlin, that you, the word is Basasam, we'll see what it means in a second. Is machlokes. What Tanakam holds to Tahiris, Rav Yesi holds that it's Tamei. There's machlokes in Tanakama and Rav Yesi. So Bishlama Laman Diyama Basasan, which means all Yadas Oichlin, you harvested food, it has a Yad. So the all Yadas that you basas it, then it's Tahar, Rav Yesi is Matama. So what does Basasan mean? So Bishlama Laman Diyama Basasan means Hitter Oigdon. It just means you untied it. You untied it, and Lashon Basasan is Lashon Mibzeses Medamayich, which means that you're rolling in it, so when you open it, it rolls around. So Bishlam Fidat Mandam means you untied it, so that alone is like a Machshava. That alone is like a Machshava. So then, what?
What does untied Yodas mean?
No, here we're talking about, here you have a bundle. What? Kol Yodas Eichem, right. So here it was in a bundle, and you untied it. You untied it. So now you let it fly all around. So you see that you are preparing it to crush it, let's say, to do deshan, to do threshing. So you don't care about the yadas anymore. You're not trying to. The whole bar of yadas is it's the way you carry it around. If I'm up to the point where I'm not carrying it around anymore, so then it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem. But I'm up to the point where I'm carrying it around. So that's the shiloh over here. If That's the shayla over here, if there's a din of yadas or not. But Lamaisa, we're saying of this. So then you see machshava itself works to knock it out. You see machshava works. But Elamadi Amai Bissasam Sasam Mamish, it means that you actually crossed it to pieces. You have to keep cheshbon over here. We're middle trying to figure out, does a machshava knock something out of a machshava? Machshava was to make, it was food. Food needs a yad. So does machshava knock out the din yad? So Gemara says, I have a braisa, a mishnah over here, that has a machloikas about this. If you're basasam, is it tairis or not? Does that knock out din yad? So one man the Yama says, basasam means hita oigdon. So then it's a raya to machshava also. Because hita oigdon, Rashi says, is not a big maisa. It's like a machshava, that's all it is. So in Echanam, you would see taka, machshava works. That's pshat under Rabbanan before, why it's not a yad, even though I cut it for oichel. But since I thought now, I want it for schach, that's enough. It means you actually crushed it up already. You already did a mice in it. You started crushing it. Beragli behemer rash as a water hammer. You started crushing. For example, let's say it's wheat. It's wheat stalks. You start crushing it and started separating already. It's not completely separated, but started separating already. It's a mice. And that's the only time it's tahar. Ma'ik lemeimer. You see, you need a mice to make something not a yad. And it's back. Shvevos found there a bottom. If you cut a fachilo, why is it not a yad? Zok demara. So that's the kasha. What's going on, boss? Here also, the case by Sukkah is that we had a case here, remember, on the Fugimon Bez of Abraisa, Machloikis by Sukkah, if it's a Yarana. The case was, you also crushed it up, right? You did a Maisa already, so I made it not Katsus Lachil anymore. So Yochi, if that's the case, then what's Pshat Man Yom Hol, it is a Yad. You did a Maisa. You changed your mind with a Maisa. Yochi, Maita Maud Acherim. What's Pshat Man Acherim? That's the Brice of Yigimon Beis, but Acherim says that has the Yad. Zok Demar, Darim Mekar Rav Yaisi. Tam Yaisi Matam. Rav Yaisi holds Tamim. So we have to find out what's Pshat Rav Yaisi Taka. So Gemar, Haimai. Bishlo Mahos, some time of Rav Yaisi who... Time of Rav Yaisi, it says Tamei, by the case of Kol Yodos HaEichlam Shabbos HaSam B'Goyren, is the Hayrois. So Mishnah Hashem died time there is Chazik of Shem Malakish. It's really like Shem Malakish. Don't Shem Malakish. Hoyle Beruah is Lahavchei Be'Eser. Since they were talking about in the field and has the Yad still? Why is the Yad still? Because even though I started crushing it, but Lamai says since it's still attached, I'm happy about it. Why? Because if I want to turn it over with a pitchfork, if it's just a little wheat kernel, the pitchfork won't do anything. It'll go right through the cracks. But if they're still attached to the stalks, I could turn it over. So there I want it a little bit. Elahacha by Sukkah, Lamai Chazi. What do I need it for? Why do I need these? Why do I need the grapes attached to the vines? Why do I need the wheat attached to the stalks? What do I need it for?
To hold it down.
What?
To hold it down.
Very good question. Excellent question. Simcha Medesi asked a question. Mordechai is asking, to hold it down, maybe you need it here. So he says, that's man that was a hold of it. Rav Nasha was the hold of that svara. We see the Gemara for you to hold of that svara. So Gemara has to come on a new svara. But it's a good kasha. He says, that, the Gemara for you to hold of that svara. So Gemara says, "My chazia." So Gemara chazia lechisasa. When you take down the sukkah, leminka luba gilayu. It is you do have a little tachlis of this yad here because when you take down the sukkah, the ruach is chach. It's not moving every kernel. It's going to be a little bit painstaking. So it's easier to take it down if it's still attached a little bit. That's the new svara we're saying here. You could have answered your svara, but this is more answer the svara. That
the kernels itself is not for using for schach,
we're
using the stock.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, either way, Shah 4 is holding down also, not using the kernels for schach. Which is, I mean, there's a connection. That's saying the connection, I'm happy about the connection, that makes it a yad. Akoponim, that is the Gemara. So, just to recap, the Gemara is Rav Menashe holds really a koitzer. If you cut it down for schach, no, it's not a yad, because I don't need it to schach. I don't need the peiris, so I don't want it really. If you cut it for food, then you want to change your mind already. So that's machlokes. The Tanakhama holds that you could change it because we're talking about basasam. If you want Sarana Gemara, we're talking about basasam. So you already did a maisa. That's why you change it. But Rav Yosi holds no. The Rechayim hold like Rav Yosi that since I still want it a little bit, it's not enough of a nimlach, and therefore it's still tame. The Fido Olam Adiyam, the basasam means just untying it. So then. We see that machshava itself helps, and that would be machlokes. Could a machshava be oikered from its din yad that you have by oichel? Gufa. There is a repeat over now. This gufa here, it's a sound redundant. It is. It's just repeating over Gemara we just learned. Since we brought it in, it says gufa. Gufa. Actually, Rashi over here is very busy. What the gufa over here is? We just brought the Mishnah. What's gufa? Gufa is usually for Amarayim. It's actually interesting Rashi. But gufa. Call yodas oichlem shabasasan begayrin tyrus. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Uksin says that all Yadus Ha'ichlim that you abasasam, the Geirin, and you abasasam, whatever that means, is Tairis, Reis Vatami, my basasam. Rabbi Yechonam abasasam mamish, it means you crushed it. Rabbi Leazayim, you started crushing it. Rabbi Leazayim, hit the Oigdan, you untied the strings, and now you're going to get ready to thresh it. So Bishlam the Rebbe himself son hit the Ogdon Hainan Tam Rabbi Yossi. That's what Yossi holds. Machshav is not enough. Untying the knots are not enough. El Rabbi Yechidom himself son Mamish means actually crushing it. The Maim Tam Rabbi Yossi. Why is Rabbi Yossi Matamit? Well, what's Pshat? Maisi start doing a Maisa. You already showed. I don't want the Yad anymore. I don't need the vines anymore. I don't need the stalks anymore. I want just the Tvua. So the Gemara Rabbi Yossi. My time Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Since you, it's easy to turn around with a pitchfork. Amar Avilaza, Lama Nimshala Tfilasa Shastika. Won't you mention the word Esther, which means this pitchfork? There's a pasuk in the Torah that says Vayeta Yitzchak LaHashem Lenechach Ishtoi Ki Akarehi Vayeosa Lo. You see, Loshon Tfila sometimes is called Loshon Vayetar. So you see, Tfila of Tzadikim are similar to a pitchfork. Amar Avilaza, Lama Nimshala Tfilasa Shastikim Ki Esther. Loimalov telling us Ma Esizem Hapeches Tvua Begar and Makom Makom. Just like an Esther is turns the Tvua from one place to another place. The same thing, a tefillah of tzaddikim could be mehafich the midas hadin of a kodesh baruch hu to midas rachmanis. That's the koyach of tefillah tzaddikim. Just like a pitchfork turns over a tefillah, it could turn over kavayachol das of a kodesh baruch hu midas hadin to midas rachamim. Zok the mishnah vayta mesachim v'nesarim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to take slats of wood and cover your house with that. And cover your sukkah with that. Use it for schach. It's kosher schach. Why not? It's megduli karka. It's not mekabel tumah. It's a flat piece of wood. So you're allowed to use that for your schach. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Oyser. Rabbi Meir holds oser. And the Gemara will explain what's exactly the case that we have in smachleikas. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, you're allowed to be mesach with these slats of wood? Rabbi Meir says, no. Nosen aleh neser shehu rochav arba tvachim. You put a neser that's 4 tvachim wide on top of your sukkah. Ksheira, your sukkah is kosher. Uvatzu yishin tachtav. You can't sleep under this piece of schach, but this schach is puzzle. Again, we have to see this. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says you can misachim nesarim. What's it saying over here that you can't sleep under it? Again, the Gemara will discuss it. Because the machlekes had to learn our Mishnah. So our Mishnah has machlekes if you misachim nesarim or not. Omer Rav. Rav, machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rav. Machlekes binesarim. Sheyesh behem arba'ah. The machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir is by nesarim that are 4 tefachim wide. The Rav Meir is the gzeiras tikra. Rav Meir holds is something called gzeiras tikra. We know midaraisa you're not allowed to make your sukkah. Even if your sukkah has a roof that's not mekabel tumah, you can't use that for a sukkah. Because the pasuk says sukkah v'loy beisai. It's a sukkah, not your house. Your house of all year round is not kosher for a sukkah. It's not kosher for a sukkah. So you have to have a sukkah. So we're worried that if you sit in such a sukkah with these slats of wood, people will think you're allowed to sit in your house also. So therefore, it's called Xeris. Tikra Meir says, if it has Nesarim, it's a problem. But after it's 4 tefachim wide. Why? Because you never make a house with boards less than 4 tefachim wide. So Rav Meir holds 4 tefachim wide and up, it's a problem, because Xeris Tikra. Rav Yehuda, less than Xeris Tikra, who holds no Xeris Tikra. Avim Nesarim, he doesn't hold the whole Xeris Tikra, doesn't hold such a thing. Avim Nesarim, she'ein behem arba, if it's a Nesarim, don't have 4 tefachim, everyone agrees it's kosher. Why? So Rashi right now learns the reason is because that there's no, you know, they're not kosher for the meat. You're not kosher for the meat that the houses have the nesarim. It's 4 tefachim. Most houses are made with 4 tefachim slats, and you're not worried about the few houses that have nesarim less than 4 tefachim. Therefore, divrei kol kosher. That's Rav Shita. V'shmul amar no. V'she'im ba'avah machlekes. Machlekes, well, you don't have 4 tefachim. Oh, yes, but Rav divrei kol pshula. Everyone agrees to gzeiras tikra according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree to the idea of gzeiras tikra. But it's a different machlekes. What's the shear that's gzeiras tikra? Yes, but my body, I call psula. Amen, my bob. So, yes, but amen, my bob is machlekes. Break the mark. Amen, my bob, fill a pocket. So, even a little reed less than 3 tefachim wide is a problem. Hakana balmu, it's regular reeds, it's not a house. So I'm Rav Papa. So until now we thought for Shmuel the machlokes of less than Abba was that according to Rav Meir we chayish lamiyat houses that have less than 4 tefachim, and Rav Yehuda does not go chayish for the houses that are less than 4 tefachim. But the Gemara's question is, and Fidim Aram will be a chazara in that svara. The kash is the chayish then less than 3 tefachim is a problem. It's konim ba'alma. So I'm Rav Papa. How come? This is pshat in Shmuel. Yes, from Abba divya kol psula. If it's 4 tefachim wide, it's possible. Pachos v'shalosh less than 3 tefachim divrei kol kosher. Everyone agrees it's kosher. My time a konim ba'amaninu ki pligi v'shalosh v'ad arba. The whole machlokes Rav Meir Yehuda is from 3 tefachim to 4 tefachim. Mar sov arkiv and less than who shir makoyim Loi gazrinan. Since four tvachim, only by four tvachim and up, had the sheer makim, so anything less than that, you're not gazer. And ma'asah, by kiv nachim taris lava, gazrinan, this is adab taris lava, you're gazer. So according to Shmuel, everyone agrees the Xerius Tikra. The Machlekes is the shear. 3 to 4 is a Machlekes that's enough of a shear to make a Xerius Tikra. And the Machlekes is because is it a shear makoim or you go with a shear bigger than Lavud. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So we have to figure out the Mishnah, Savi Rav, Savi Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, Tanam, Lint to the Mishnah. Nosan Aleha Neser Shurachav Abba'at Tvachim. It's said in our Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. That if you put a board that's 4 tefachim wide, it's kosher, the sukkah's kosher, well, v'atzal yishun tachta, but you can't sleep under it. Now, why is the sukkah kosher if it's a pasul eschach? Teretz says you put it in that side, so it's doifin akuma. You put it on the side, and it's like doifin akuma, you have up to 4 ma'amas for that, actually. So you can't sleep under it because it's not kosher eschach. So it says in this Mishnah that what? That a board that's 4 tefachim wide is not a kosher eschach. So Bishlam Lashmuel Dama Bitcha Aimba Ba Machlaikis, the Machlaikis is less than 4 Tvachim, a Yeshmam Abba, Divakal Psulam Shmachalishin Tachtav. Because we're assuming this Mishnah is a Kuliyam, the second half of Mishnah is not a Machlaikis, so that's why you can't sleep under it, because everyone agrees 4 Tvachim is possible. Ella Rav Dama Yeshmam Abba Machlaikis, that even if it's 4 Tvachim, according to Rab Yehuda, it's kosher. So what's going on at the Mishnah? Ella Rav Dama Yeshmam Abba Machlaikis, Divakal Ksheira. So Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ale Yishin Tachtov. It's kosher schach for Tvachim. My answer is, Misav is Divya Akoli. Is that Mishnah, that part of Mishnah Divya Akoli? Safe as Rameya, safe as Rameya. So if you, Rav, you read the Mishnah like this. Machlek is Besachim and Asarim, which means 4 Tvachim wide. And then the Mishnah says, Nasan Allah Nesta Shurach Vahva Tvachim is going according to Rameya. It's kosher, the Chesukah is kosher because Doif and Akuma. But you now sleep under it. Why? Because it's Pasal Eschach. That is the Machlek is Rav and Shmuel halachah Mishnah. Vishmuel is going kuliyama because Vishmuel 4 tefachim is a kuliyama apostle of schach, and only 3 to 4 is machlekes because everyone agrees to gzeres tikra.